It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Mayor Michael Kourianos. And recently we had a contingent from Price City and as far as city government and local people in the area that kind of help out and do different things in the area, made a trip back to Boston to go to a downtown meeting about downtown areas and how you can do different things and those kind of things. And we know that downtown is a really big focus for Price City. So we thought we'd brought him in and talk to Mike about it and see how it was and see how things are going. So Mayor Mike, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you, Dave, for having me.
So let's start off with what was the meeting all about going back there?
So basically, Price City, several years back, was chosen to be a pilot project in the state. So there was two cities that were chosen, Brigham City and Price City. And from that, we have been developing our Main Street, trying to rejuvenate those empty buildings and also help those businesses on Main Street, change the culture that normally gravitate to a convenience store, and those entrepreneurs that are in business on Main Street, help them become better at selling their products, becoming good business people in the community, listening to the community. That's what this is all about. And I know that I had a senator tell me in my first year, empty buildings are a reflection of your community. So that's one thing that has resonated, and we are truly blessed as Price to be chosen to help rejuvenate. And so we have grown from that in the state, because Price City, we lobbied at legislation and they threw some money at making all the main streets in Utah unique and better. So we became a pilot project, but then we have been an advocate for, you know, the state and a pilot project that is being viewed at. Also, you know, helper cities now, a Main Street USA, Mayor Lanise is part of the board there. It's us trying to figure out how to help, you know, not dictate, but how to help those businesses. I tell those businesses on Main Street, I work for you. You don't work for me. I, as the mayor, I'm trying to help you solve those issues. And we basically are coming up with good solutions. We had this Norma Brown that came through our community, and she listened to our business owners and said, you know, what are the problems on Main Street? Parking was one of them. And, you know, Norma hit it right to a T that basically, where do the employees park and where do the customers park? And it was an eye-opener for the business owners that said, yeah, we don't have enough parking on Main Street. Well, we do have a lot of parking. In fact, we just basically acquired a lease over there on the east side of Charlie's Pond. Price City made a lease agreement there. And so we have parking there now. So we're looking at ways to come up to the problems and making sure that those solutions work for those businesses. So with this conference, the one session that I went to was, he gave several examples of different businesses throughout the country. And those businesses that are thriving, they caught the uniqueness. What is the uniqueness of that business? What is going to drive people to drive a lot of distance to come to that business? And when those people come off US 6 to come into that business, they're going to spend additional money because of that uniqueness. What is it? And so that's one thing that grabbed me. And council member Jesperson also went on this trip. And so that really, and Nick Tatton was in the room also, We're looking at bringing that gentleman into our community to help those businesses. And if we can't bring him, can those businesses go to his workshop? That was one part. The other thing is, you know, we're Tri-City, we're getting grants for murals. You know, we had the mural on the Bookcliffe store there, the longest mural in the state of Utah. So Councilmember Jesperson and I went to a mural on the wall presentation. And from that presentation, we brought it back and we talked with Kate Kilpatrick and asked lots of questions because we're working on another mural on the Association of Government wall that Jerry Gamber and Jade got a grant for. And so it's going to be really neat because now it's going to encompass the BTAC. And what is the BTAC? And, you know, it's an entrepreneurial ecosystem to make businesses grow there and then go out on our main street or go someplace else in the community and grow that business. So Main Street was very interesting to see just how to help us go and learn as a civic leader and working with those businesses. Because I think that's the most important thing is getting to know your businesses. That's the most important thing as the mayor, as city council. And the one thing I did learn too is, yeah, go walk with and talk to those businesses and see what is those heavy lifts for them. And, you know, I know I've done that several times and told them thank you for being on Main Street, you know, and we're working all the time trying to change the dynamics.
Mayor Coriantis, I know we've got more we want to talk about. Are you okay to stick with us for another segment?
You betcha.
All right, so we'll be right back with Castle Country Focus, and we're speaking, of course, with Tri-City Mayor Michael Coriantis.